My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work, both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Let's go to Kauffman Stadium right now to be joined by Josh Vernier, our Royals insider, as we get ready for a very important 3-game set as the Royals play host to the Minnesota Twins. This is their final 3 games against the Twins. The Twins are directly ahead of the Royals in the wild card standings. They are a half game. So the Royals win this series, and you are in the second wild card spot. Vern, how you doing today, my man?
I'm doing very well. Happy to be on the drive in September.
Absolutely. I am happy that you are here as well. Let's talk some big picture stuff, but I want to get to the standings first. Right now, the Royals have the 3rd wild card spot. The Tigers and the Mariners sit 5 games back of the Royals. Which one of those teams are you more worried about down the stretch, the Tigers or the Mariners?
Man, talent-wise, the Mariners, schedule-wise, the Tigers, because of those 3 games coming up at Kauffman Stadium in just a week and a half. The talent that Seattle has in its rotation is quite similar to the talent that the Royals have in their rotation. To me, those are the 2 best rotations right now in the American League, so no one would want to see them come the postseason, and that rotation has the ability to put the team on their back and carry them to victories. Detroit, I see them, if things start getting real, you know, if they come to Kansas City with the opportunity to usurp the Royals in the standings, I think they'll tighten up. I just don't think they have the rotation, bullpen, offensive talent that the Royals do. And I understand the Royals' bullpen and offense lacks talent, but that, to me, just speaks to the inexperience that is in Motown right now and the, I think, unproven talent in their lineup.
The Royals have 21 games remaining. Right now, they have 76 wins. How many wins do you think the Royals need to get to in order to make the postseason?
Boy, 21 left. If they can win another 8, so that puts them at what, 84?
Yep.
Boy, that seems tough. I guess I'll say 84, but you know, I'm kind of pulling that out of my backside. That's you got 3 with Minnesota, while Detroit's taking on Chicago. I don't know. That's a tough question, I guess. Yeah, 8 and 13. Should get them in.
The only reason I ask that question is I think it's important to kind of keep in mind that, you know, the Royals just have such a lead over Detroit and Seattle with so few games to go. The Tigers or the Mariners are going to have to play near flawless baseball these final 3 weeks of the season to even contend. Like, I'm looking at Boston. I think Boston is all but eliminated. Boston is 70-70. To get to that 84 wins, they got to go, what, 4? They got to go 16-5 down the stretch in order to make the postseason? That just doesn't seem realistic.
Here's the thing. Look, they had their opportunity. You know, when Vinny went down on Thursday, the Royals were understandably in a funk. I know, I as recently as Saturday, man, I was really preparing for this season to end after game 162, because I just assumed that Boston, with one of the best managers in the game, some superstars at the top of their lineup, and a quality rotation, a Hall of Fame closer at the back end, I thought Boston, that rotation in Seattle, I thought somebody would make a move in the American League and capitalize on this team fading over a seven-game span, but no one did anything. Boston gained two games. Detroit gained 3.5 over that stretch, but they remained, as you mentioned, 5 and 5.5 games back. Now, why would I believe that Boston's going to get red hot before the Royals get red hot, right? You see Hunter Renfroe back in the lineup today. So the extra base power that you've lost with Vinny on the IL is hopefully replaced by what we've seen from Renfroe over the past 3 months, which is, an 800 OPS. That's, okay, not exactly what Vinny's been bringing since the All-Star game, but it's not too far away. An 830 OPS since the beginning of June. Okay, there's your extra base power. You have a first baseman with a quick bat in Yuli Gurriel. Okay, so you check that box in the absence of Vinny Pasquantino. A great at bat in the first inning of every game from Tommy Pham. Okay, you check that box in the absence of Vinny Pasquantino. And then the confidence that teammates gained from knowing that Vinny's bat was in the lineup. Now, you're not going to be able to replace that, but the influx of veterans with postseason experience, like Pham, like Grossman, like Gurriel, to me, those guys with their encouragement, their stories, and their experiences can lift up their teammates the same way that the presence of Pasquantino's bat did. So credit to this organization. Happy to see Hunter Renfroe back, but for a team that could have easily not waved a white flag, but said, oh man, that's tough that we lost Vinny. Well, let's see what we do down the stretch. They refused. They stepped on the gas pedal, and we'll see what they do coming up this weekend against the Twins and then against the New York Yankees. But by the end of these next six games, the postseason could be a certainty.
Right now, we're talking to our Royals insider, Josh Vernier, here for a couple more minutes here, taking a break from football to talk about the Royals. They are playing the team that is in second place in the wild card. They're a half game back. Simply put, if the Royals win this series against Minnesota, they are in the second wild card spot and continue to give themselves more of a cushion, as they push towards the playoffs.
More cushion for the cushion.
Doing both of those things. They got a couple of very critical hits on Wednesday against Cleveland. Do you think that is enough? And they got a great start from Seth Lugo. A lot of the things that needed to go right for this team to end the snide happened on Wednesday. They get an off day. Everybody watched football yesterday. Everybody's feeling good. Do you think that was maybe the exhale that the Royals needed to get this thing back on track and try to finish out strong?
Well, let's hope, because Cole Reagans needs to do something similar tonight. Royals got to grab this opener if they're going to finish this homestand off right. If they're going to meet that 8-win expectation that I think a lot of us had for them in this 20-game stretch, go 8-12. I think you need to win this one tonight behind Cole Reagans. You know what I think Wednesday's game did was it made this collection of players that have now been thrown together in the past week and a half, I think it made them a team, or at least allowed them to celebrate together with Robbie Grossman and Tommy Pham feeling like key contributors. I've heard plenty of people say you're never really a part of the team until you help them win a meaningful game, until you make that big catch or you come through with that big knock in a big game late in the season. That's when you start to, okay, now we're all Kansas City Royals through and through. It was strange, man, that when that game started on Wednesday, I look at the top six hitters in the Royals lineup. Half of them were, sure, here on opening day. The other half were wearing White Sox uniforms on opening day. That was three of your top six hitters in that game on Wednesday. It's going to, Tommy Pham's your leadoff hitter from here on out. Paul DeJong's one. It's going to be a bat you're going to be depending on down the stretch. And, we understand the work that Robbie Grossman's doing inside that clubhouse. So, this team coming up this weekend and against the New York Yankees, yeah, I think they can finish punching their ticket to the postseason. But they could also get crushed by the Twins in this offense, right? The Twins have won 7 of the first 10 meetings. We saw the Yankees come to town and dominate this team. So if Cole Reagans and eventually Michael Wacha, Brady Singer, Seth Lugo don't continue to have their elite seasons, well, this could easily be a 1-5 stretch and you reopen that door to someone else in the American League.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today as we get you ready for a 3-game set this weekend between the Royals and the Twins. Vern, I'll ask you this real quick toss-up question. It is 7:30. What do you think people are watching, Royals or Twins or Packers Eagles?
You know it's Packers Eagles.
I was curious what you thought.
Yeah, fantasy football? No, stop. Gambling? Nope. Even in the press box here, I'll be honest with you, even in the press box, there's going to be half of the media here watching the football game on their laptop with a professional baseball game happening right in front of them. It's wild. It'll make me angry, but that's America, man. We are a football country.
That is our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Vern, I appreciate you.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it.
Absolutely. That's our guy, Josh Vernier, joining us on the show today. Rob, do you agree? It is 7:30. It's 7 p.m. Friday. It's 95 degrees. What do you think people in Kansas City are watching? When we see the ratings on Saturday, do you think the ratings are higher for tonight's football game on Peacock or tonight's baseball game on Apple TV?
I think Vern's right. I think the Packers game gets it tonight. I think it's close. I think when we see the ratings on Saturday, you'll be like, wow, it was neck and neck. But I think both games being behind a paywall tonight, I think more people already have Peacock than Apple TV.
Do you think the average person knows that tonight's game is on Apple TV for the
no.
Royals? Because they know that the football game is on Peacock. They've been telling us that for 7 months.
I don't think they have any idea. I think if we walked around the plaza and said, you watch the Royals tonight, what channel are they on? You would get a bunch of wonky looks. So I think that also contributes to it.
I might not be able to tell you what channel they're on regular, at least when it comes to that. They don't know TV. They're not on my channel, at least. Curious what you guys think. I do have one thing to tell you guys, and I promise you we'll get back to the Chiefs. If you are texting the old phone number, no one is on there. I accidentally logged into it, and I just see people. You're texting into the ether. No one is replying. If you want to text the show, the new number is 913-586-7965. If you want to send a text and you want me to reply during the commercial break, I'm happy to do that. I got nothing but 5 minutes of free time during the commercial break. But if you are texting that other number, no one will ever reply to you. You were just texting yourself. You might as well talk to ChatGPT. You will get a response from them faster than you will from me. 913-586-7965. Save that number in your phone. That is the all new, brand spanking new text line. Let's get back to the Kansas City Chiefs. Let's get back to last night's win over the Ravens. I try not to lie to you guys. I lied to you guys about one thing. I'll explain what it is. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Chiefs football. 96.5, The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds.
I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
All right, welcome back into The Drive. I lied to you guys about two things. The first thing I lied to you guys about, it was an honest mistake. I told you guys that I was going to give the kickoff rule a month. I don't need to give it a month. I don't. I saw enough of it in the preseason. I know the stats from the preseason. I just saw it in yesterday's game. I don't need to see it anymore to form my opinion on if I like it or not. This is my official stance on the kickoff. I get what they're trying to do, and I'm not opposed to what they are trying to do. There are a couple of problems with what they're trying to do, and that's why I'm here to help the NFL. Let's start with the first problem. The rules are very difficult to understand. Have you had someone try to explain the kickoff rules to you? Because if you have, and I mean, I do this for a living, I don't fully understand the rules and don't understand how to communicate the rules to you guys. I don't know. Like, you know how sometimes you're watching the game with your girlfriend or your wife and she'll ask you a question and then you'll explain it to her? And you don't really have a good explanation like, well, that's how it is. Like if your wife asks you, well, why doesn't your body need to be in the end zone and only the ball just needs to touch the line? I don't really have a good answer to that question. It's just the rule, you know? Like I'm sure your wife has asked you a question and stumped you when you were watching the game. You're like, I don't know. If your wife tried to ask you the kickoff rules and ask her to explain it, I'm telling you she's walking away in the middle of the explanation. It doesn't make sense. You kick it here, it's 20, then it's 30. It's stupid. Here's the rule. This is what I would tell them the rule needs to do. Let's simplify it. You guys have something here. I think that this is safer. I think that it will promote more returns. The core of what you have is right there. There's a very simple fix. You either move the kicker back and make it just harder for them to kick it out of the back of the end zone, or you penalize touchback more and force them to kick it shorter, kick it in the field of play so you can see a return. Let me give you an example. First game of the NFL season, man, Mike Tirico was excited. You could tell he was being the company man. He was telling you how great this new kickoff rule was. And he said that last year in the Super Bowl, there was not a single kick return and how the league didn't want that anymore. And they wanted more action. They wanted more movement. All right, that sounds good. He then explains the rules. None of us really understand what the kickoff rules are. And then they kick the ball. Take a guess what happened. It was a touchback. I would never tell my kicker to kick it in the field of play with the current rules. The risk of it doesn't equal any reward. Why would you do it? If your kicker is strong enough to kick it out of the back of the end zone, why would you kick the ball in the field of play? Now, it is just the preseason, and we have a very limited sample size, but the average field position is the 28-yard line. The drive starts at the 30 if you just kick it out of the end zone. the 2 yards that you were giving up is not worth the risk of them returning it for a touchdown or an injury happening. Kickers are stronger than they were when you started kickoff rules. Think about how over the course of the last 20 years, we have seen 40-yard field goals and 50-yard field goals just become easier over time because players are bigger, stronger, faster, and they know how to train better for these things. I understand what the NFL is doing, and I'm not against the rule change. I'm really not. I am all for innovation and trying to create more movement and more action in sports. I am. This is not the way to do it the way that they currently have it. It does not incentivize more returns. It just makes you more likely to want to kick the ball out of the back of the end zone, which is the exact thing that they are trying to get rid of. So there is a very, let's get rid of this landing zone and all of these different, no. If you kick a touchback, the ball goes to the 35-yard line. If you kick it out of bounds, the ball goes to the 40-yard line. That's easy enough. You cannot fair catch it. You have to return it. That's it. It's that simple. Easy. Done. Everybody can explain it. You don't need to put some green... None of that. Stop it. Let's cut the nonsense. That's my fix for the kickoff rule. Rob, what did you see yesterday?
I saw what the NFL is trying to do. I really did. And we talked about it on this show. The kickoff has become a nothing play in football. Just absolutely nothing. It at this point is strictly a, you know, flash bulbs, you know, symbolic moment more than anything, because most every kicker worth their salt, by the way, in college too, can put it out of the end zone. So I saw all offseason what the NFL was doing, and I saw it at least in, I saw it in my eyes what they're trying to have done. They're trying to enhance a kick return. They're trying to add an exciting play back into the game. They're trying to make it so when they come back from commercial after a touchdown, you are not thinking to yourself, oh, I still have time to get another beer. I have time to grab more food. I got another 3 minutes plus commercial on my hands because the kickoff is happening. They want you back in your seat. If you were at Arrowhead last night, I bet you they were hoping that after a touchdown, you stuck around to watch the kickoff. I saw the vision, but I also saw that it just didn't work. It just didn't. The Ravens were the only team to try it. They kicked it into the landing zone twice. Once Carson Steele nearly broke it, and the other time Carson Steele got to the 30, so it was a net nothing. Every other kick that we saw in the game between Butker and Tucker, two of the best kickers in the NFL, it wasn't just they kicked it into the end zone. They booted it out of the back of the end zone. So I saw what the NFL's plan was. I saw the strategy, and I saw what they were trying to accomplish. But what happened in practice was the same as last year, the same as the year before. And if the NFL doesn't try to tinker or change it again, we are not so far away from seeing, oh man, we don't have kickoffs in football, because they will tinker a time or two more, but eventually I fear they're going to take this play out of the game.
Let me tell you guys the other thing that I lied about. Now, you guys always get on me about complaining and that the Chiefs won and that we should only talk about positive things. And I promise you, I try to be a positive, hopeful, love springs eternal individual. I really try to. I got one criticism for the Chiefs today about how they coached yesterday. Let me tell you what it was. They had a 4th and 5 from the Baltimore 40-yard line. They made the decision to not kick a field goal. Makes sense. Would have been, what, a 57, 58-yard field goal? I certainly understand not kicking a field goal in that scenario. You're right there on the edge. You also don't want to give Baltimore the football at the 47, 48-yard line and give them momentum as they're down 10 at that point. All of that makes perfect sense to me. I get it. I'm not arguing that they should have kicked a field goal there. You know what I'm arguing? You got to go for it there. You got to go for it. It's 4th and 5 from the Baltimore 40. You have Baltimore down 20-10 in this scenario. You got to be thinking fatality. You got to be thinking, let's end the game here. Best case scenario, you get a first down, you retain possession, you score a touchdown on that drive to go up 27-10, and it is grand opening, grand closing. You can leave Arrowhead early so you can get to work on time. Best case scenario is what? You pin them within the 5-yard line in that scenario? Well, you know what happened? A regular old touchback happened. Matt Araiza punts the ball. Happy to see him in the NFL. It is a touchback. The ball is now first and 10 on the Baltimore 20. You gain 20 yards in doing this. Roll the dice there. You have an offensive line that played well all day. You have the best quarterback in the world. You have a Hall of Fame play caller, a Hall of Fame tight end, and a wide receiver that they could not stop yesterday. This would be different if it was 4th and 8 from the 40-yard line. We're talking about the average play in the NFL is 4.7 yards. Go for it. That's it. I'm not here telling you that Andy botched it, they won. But to me, at that moment, it is worth rolling the dice. And if there is a criticism that I could have of Andy Reid coaching, I want to just see you take more of these chances in these spots. Andy is so old school football. The analytics sometimes here are right. Go for it in this scenario. The worst case scenario is an incompletion and they get the ball at the 40-yard line. The best case scenario is that you get a first down, you extend the drive, you take more time off the clock, and you score points in the game. You then chose, to me, just, all right, we're going to punt it. You gain 20 yards in that scenario. So I told you guys I would give the kickoff rule more time. I don't need to give the kickoff rule more time. I've come to a conclusion. I think it is heading in the right direction. It is better than what it was last year. There is one significant change that they need to make to truly make it a more meaningful play and accomplish what they want it to. And I try to be super positive on these Red Fridays. We're not even going to talk about Nick Bolton, who was out there getting hibachi grilled cooked for most of the day yesterday. I'm going to save that till Monday. You know, we can talk about that on Monday because my man was out here getting fish filleted, fried, fricasseed out there yesterday. We're not going to do that today because I'm being positive. I just have to make one game point. 4th and 5, go for it. That's it. Go for it. Up 10. If you can afford to roll the dice a little bit, it is right there on 4th and 10. Go for it. They scored a touchdown on the next drive anyway. So it was 20-17. Just go for it. That's it. That's all I got today. I'll be positive the rest of the way. I feel like I at least had to say that one thing, though.
Okay, first things first. I'm just making a note here back on my phone. We got flame-broiled Bolton on Monday. Just making sure that's one day we're going to talk about that. The guy everyone wanted to give all that money to is going to be talked about on Monday.
Yeah, I didn't like you clicking the pen so you could write this down the way that you did.
I want to make
We will talk about Nick Bolton on Monday. I don't want to talk about Nick Bolton right now. I don't want to talk about it. Again, I'm not mad at him. Someone says you should have kicked the field goal. You take the 3 points. I'm not going to be upset that the Chiefs didn't try a 58-yard field goal yesterday. You could be mad at that. That's not what I'm mad about. I would just go for it in that scenario. I wouldn't punt. Punting is the worst possible thing you can do in that scenario. I would say punting is number one. Missed field goal is the second worst thing you can do in that scenario. Going forward and getting stopped, I'm always going to live with you just being aggressive and taking a chance. I don't even think going for it right there on 4th and 5 is even being aggressive. I think that's playing the math of the game properly. That maximizes your chance to win the ball game in my mind. So I don't even consider that really to be rolling the dice or really that adventurous. Just go for it.
We talked yesterday on the show of, hey, what do you? When do you know football is back? When do you know it's, you know, that season again? We played songs. We talked about moments, feel. Do you know when I know football is back? When I open X or Twitter or whatever they're calling it nowadays on my phone, and there's a moment where Andy Reid skews conservative and Twitter is irate. It is just tweet, 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 tweet. Oh, Andy. Oh, why is Andy being so conservative? Why is Andy doing this? Come on, Andy, go for the kill shot. Man, the Chiefs really do fail to do that one thing. They never finish him. All Chiefs games are close because Andy just doesn't put his foot on their throat. Oh, man, the Chiefs could have really throttled this team, but they let him back in because they just never kill anyone. That's when I know the NFL is back because in that moment, I'm probably part of the problem because I thought to myself, a 4th and 5 punt, yuck, cowardice behavior, but I tend to skew more analytically and go for it. So that's just me. But man, when I opened Twitter and I saw everyone tweet, I'm like, oof,
I know we're back when everyone says Andy isn't stepping on their throat. It felt like football was in full go in that moment.
Yeah, I'm not punting in that scenario. I guess I told, let me just go ahead and let me get all my lies out this segment before we get back to positive things. I just want to go ahead and get all the lies out of my system today. This is a really good just lying segment. I lied about the kickoff rules. I feel like Kendrick Lamar, you lied. I lied about all of those things. I lied about the kickoff rule. I lied about complaining about things. I also have a Sky Moore stat. You remember last year, man, I was real good at Sky Moore stats. I think I was the best person at creating Sky Moore stats in the whole world. I'm serious. I think I was the number one person in the world at something. If they had an Olympic sport about coming up with Sky Moore stats, I would have won the gold medal.
Before you get the Sky Moore stat, didn't you promise Aaron Ladd that you're not doing this year?
I said I lied. You lied about the Sky Moore stats. You lied about the kickoff. I lied about those things. Did you know that Sky Moore has played 818 regular season snaps? He has one touchdown. Xavier Worthy has played 34 snaps. He has two touchdowns. That's it. That's the only stat I have for today with Sky Moore. That's it. He has played 818 snaps. He's got one. Xavier Worthy touched the ball three times yesterday. Already has more touchdowns than Sky Moore. Sometimes you just know. I know you guys are, you got to be patient with this. No, you're right. Sometimes you got to be patient, man. Sometimes you just know. I don't need to see too much more Xavier Worthy to know, man, that guy's got a chance to be good. He's got a chance to be real good. And if they use him the way I think they can use him, he's going to have way more than just two touchdowns this season. He's going to have like six or seven this year. I think we knew that the Sky Moore thing wasn't going to work pretty early on. And boy, we tried to talk ourselves. Hey, man, Veach knows. And he didn't know with him. That's it. That's all I got. We can get back to positive things. We can even talk about Brett Veach. I just wanted to go ahead and get that out of my system. I hate doing the work and not being able to present the work. I did this work. I typed it in. I added the numbers up. I got the stats for you guys. You guys just don't want me to share the stats. That's not right. You guys don't want me to be my best. If you didn't want that Sky Moore stat for the day, he did play yesterday, by the way. He did play 10 snaps yesterday. Did you notice that Sky Moore played for the Chiefs yesterday? Tell the truth.
No. I did not notice him out there.
Okay.
The only time I ever even thought about him was our friend Matt Verderam tweeted out, remember that first third down the Chiefs failed to get? Matt Verderam tweeted out that the wide receiver grouping was Juju, Sky Moore, and Justin Watson on a third down. That's the only reason I knew he had taken the field.
Okay.
Which I really hope the Chiefs decide to throw that play away. Old man, journeyman, bum, wide receiver grouping play needs to be thrown away.
I would like to move to something more positive. Thank you guys for allowing me the space to be myself. The last 15 minutes, that was me. You know, little kickoff take, little I disagree with Andy Reid, Sky Moore stat. I appreciate you guys for giving me the platform to be myself every day on this show. I really appreciate it. Now, let's get back to very positive things about the Kansas City Chiefs. That is the last negative thing I will say about the Chiefs from now until the end of the week. This is the thing I want to say. I am not that old to forget. I remember not that long ago that you guys were very 50-50 on if you wanted to pay Chris Jones or not. Text line 91. Just because the number changed don't mean you take one away. 913-586-7965. I remember you guys thought that Chris Jones was being greedy. He was being selfish. He wasn't worth the money. You guys were fine to let Chris Jones go play for the Atlanta Falcons or all these other teams and thought that they had better uses of their resources. Did you watch yesterday? You want to know why the Chiefs defense is so good? You want to know why their defense was so good yesterday? It was because of Chris Jones. He was unblockable. Yesterday, he was unblockable yesterday. He was one of those players that you always had to identify where he was on the field. And if you didn't identify where he was on the field, it was going to be a problem for the Baltimore offense. It was going to be a problem. He forced a fumble yesterday. He created nonstop pressures. He made the game easy for everybody on that defense yesterday. If you wanted to know why Chris Jones was going to be the number one non-quarterback in free agency and how the Chiefs, under no circumstances, could let him hit free agency, all you need to do is watch his snaps yesterday against the Cincinnati Bengals. That's why he got 5 years, $158 million, and 95 of it guaranteed. That is why he is going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. That's why he is the best player in the NFL at his position. He was everywhere yesterday. That's as good as I've seen Chris Jones play in a long time. I thought he was phenomenal yesterday. There was a weakness on that Baltimore offensive line, and boy, they exploited it from start to finish. He was moving around. He had a great motor yesterday. He was disruptive. He was the best player on the field yesterday. And I thought Lamar was really good at times yesterday. The best player in the world was playing in the game yesterday. A future Hall of Famer. Xavier Worthy's running around. There were a lot of great players on the field yesterday. Chris Jones was the best player on the field yesterday. He was unstoppable yesterday. So I remember. Now, I know no one wants to speak up, and everybody wanted him back, and everybody thought he was worth the money, and everybody was supportive. I remember. I took a mental note of all you guys' opinions over the course of the last couple of months and weeks and years about Chris Jones. I just want you to say that this is why Chris Jones was so adamant on what his worth was, and this is why the Chiefs went ahead and paid that pretty penny for one of the five best defensive players in the league. He was phenomenal yesterday. He is a big reason on why the Chiefs won that game last night against the Baltimore Ravens. Coming up on the other side, Rob, let's switch and talk a little bit of college football before Nate Taylor gets here. Two of the local teams play a big game this weekend, and we have one of the biggest non-con games in college football. Texas goes on the road to play Michigan. We'll talk a little bit of college football next. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
All right, Rob, we're going to get to Nate Taylor. He is going to join us in studio coming up at the top of the hour. Nate Taylor covers the Chiefs for The Athletic. My name is Carrington Harrison. Happy to be here. You are listening to 96.5 The Fan. I want to tell you guys something important. If you were texting the old phone number, it does not work. I don't say that as like to be negative in any way. I'm just telling you something as a matter of fact. So I don't want you texting the old number and you're mad at me. Oh man, why didn't you reply? I didn't reply because I don't even have the password to it. It's done. It's out of here. 913-586-7965. If you want to interact with the show, that is the best place to do it. You text me. I will do my best during the commercial break to text you back. Rob, before we get to college football, I want to make one point. I'm blaming you for this. Because you hold me down. You're my brother. I love you, and you know that. But you wasn't looking out for me. You wasn't being your brother's keeper yesterday. Did you know that Samaje Perine, his over-under on receiving yards was 0.5 yesterday? You were too busy telling me about Justin Watson and all these other things. You wasn't looking out for us? Basically, do you think he has a catch? I only bring that up because sometimes when a move happens, it works exactly how you think it's going to work. Now, I was happy that Juju Smith-Schuster was back. They threw it to Juju Smith-Schuster. It didn't go well. They quit throwing it to him. I didn't even see him on the field again after his drop. Samaje Perine was on the field yesterday. And boy, we said that he was going to be Jerick McKinnon. He ain't been on the team a week. You know what he looked like yesterday? He looked like Jerick McKinnon. And the drop that he did have, I actually put that more on Mahomes than I put that on Perine. I just don't really think that Mahomes threw a very catchable ball in that scenario. But, Rob, you weren't scouring the apps? 0.5? You and I both would have taken that yesterday. That was a no-brainer. You don't bring him in and say that he is going to play and then not throw it to him once or twice the way that they did yesterday. Now, he only had 10 yards. I don't want to make it seem like he had some great day. But 10 yards when the over-under is 0.5, that's a win. You can cash that money. I can't believe you, Rob. You wasn't looking out for me and you, man. You were looking out for the listeners, man. You was only probably thinking about yourself.
I didn't know about it. If I knew about it, I would have told you. If I known about it, I would have played it. That's a free money alert. Justin Watson also hit, by the way.
Yeah, no, he did.
That one I couldn't stop telling you about. But Samaje Perine feels like a miss by everyone. 0.5? If he's active, he's going to get more than 0.5 yards.
That'd be my favorite bet of the day yesterday if I had seen that. We got to start doing a better job of scouring the apps because there's value on there. We just didn't find it yesterday with Samaje Perine. I actually had a good day, but that would have been an even better day because I certainly would have taken that yesterday. That was fairly obvious. All right, we'll get back to the Chiefs coming up in 10 minutes. Nate Taylor is going to join us in studio. We'll talk Chiefs for the whole 4 o'clock hour, probably most of the 5 o'clock hour as well. But I do want to talk a little bit of college football. Let's start with your team, Rob. Let's start with Kansas. They go on the road and they play Illinois. I saw these two teams play each other last year in person in Lawrence, and it was not close between the two. I'm not really expecting this game to be very close, especially because Jalen Daniels is fully healthy, but it is on the road. It is against a Power 5 team. It will be something to watch.
I'm intrigued by this game. I was also at the game last year between Illinois and Kansas, and I also felt like, man, Illinois is a lot worse than Kansas. Like, I didn't know that was going to be the gap. I remember last offseason talking to Bink. He was like, I think Illinois can get them. I don't think it should be close. Vegas feels the same way. It opened to 3 and has bumped up to 5, 5.5, depending on where you bet, which means KU is becoming a heavier and heavier favorite. I'm interested to see if they can take their show on the road, but this might be their last difficult game for a minute because after at Illinois, it's UNLV at home, TCU at home. There's some at Arizona State. I mean, this might be the last difficult one for a minute on KU's schedule.
Yeah, I mean, I think you and I looked at KU's schedule at the beginning of the season and just kind of thought, hey, heading into that game against K-State, there's no reason for you not to be in a great spot where that game is going to have some significant meaning. It's going to feel like something because of how good you are and what we think that K-State can be. There aren't many games in this early part that you think should be able to trip them up. I don't know why Kansas wouldn't be undefeated heading into that game where they head into Manhattan. Maybe they lose on the road against West Virginia, but I'm not super impressed with that West Virginia team, not based on what I saw last year. This feels like it is their most difficult game between now and the K-State game.
This feels like the one. And if you get this one, I mean, if you're gonna have a college football playoff chance, you win this one, you go undefeated to K-State, you can survive a loss to K-State and still go to Arlington. Like, this feels like a little bit of a swing moment for the Hawks.
Do you think this is a dangerous spot for K-State? I only bring that up because the last time that these two teams played each other, Tulane did win that game in Manhattan. They have a new head coach, so I think that's something to note in this game. The line has stayed pretty consistently at 9, 9.5, maybe up to 10. The books feel very confident in K-State going down there and taking care of business. I expect a lot of K-State fans. That's a really good trip. You get to go to New Orleans for the weekend to watch your team play. It's a very easy flight on Southwest or however you travel. Easy flight down there. You hang out on Bourbon Street. I think the Saints are also at home this weekend against the Panthers. So you can make it a real football weekend before you come home. If you're a K-State fan, this is one of the road trips that you got to go to if you're a fan.
This game intrigues me because I would say, and it's going to sound like hateration, that's fine. K-State was the least impressive of the locals this weekend. And they have a good group of five team. Not the best group of five team, but a good group of five team. Vegas thinks they're a 10-11 point favorite. It feels a little trap game-ish with a short week against Arizona next week. I could see K-State winning, but I could see a situation where in the third quarter, it's still a football game, and you're chewing on your fingernails if you're a Cat fan.
Are we going to have an Avery Johnson conversation, or are we waiting to do that?
Let's wait.
Okay.
I had it
because I know you're ready to have the Avery Johnson conversation. I'm not ready to have the Avery Johnson conversation. I think it's too early to do it, but I know you're ready to have it. He has to be more efficient than what he's been so far. That's all I'm going to say at this point about Avery Johnson. It's still very early on in his career, so I don't think we need to say anything else. I know you have been chomping at the bit. We've been talking about it behind the scenes. You have been chomping at the bit to say something about Avery Johnson.
Well, I said in the offseason, and legions of K-State fans ruined my Twitter for a while, so I'm going to wait. Let's wait till the Arizona game.
Okay.
If it's the Monday after the Arizona game, I'm here for it. We can lead the show with it. I don't care, but not yet.
Okay. All right. Let's see. I think both teams take care of business. I think it's going to be a great weekend of college football. Do you have Michigan being competitive this weekend at all?
No.
You think they're getting the smoke?
Boat race.
Is Nebraska smoking Colorado this weekend?
Speaking of boat races, Nebraska puts it on Colorado.
Okay. I think we could be overreacting a little bit on Nebraska because everybody thinks they're blowing them out. And I say what you want about Colorado, they can score. This game could very easily be 42-45, and it is just a shootout here. Everybody is on Nebraska's side, which kind of leads me to zig when, you know, everybody else is zagging. Coming up at the top of the hour, we'll be joined in studio by Nate Taylor. We got Chiefs for the entire 4 o'clock hour. Keep it right here. It's The Drive on 96.5 The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.